Blog Talk Radio.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can time around your fingers.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another edition of Nothing But Elijah. I'm your host, Mr. Akilah Ali. This is being brought to you by CORE Radio, the Coalition for the Remembrance of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. To learn more, please visit us at CROE.org. I'd like to first bear witness there is no God but Allah who appeared in person as Master Farad Muhammad, and that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is truly his last and greatest messenger. Again, I greet all of you with the greetings of peace of assalamu alaikum. And also, I would be remiss if I do not acknowledge the great organization of CORE and its co-founders, Brother Khalif Muhammad, Brother Shahid Muslim, and our dearly departed Brother Munir Muhammad, the reason why I personally am still doing Blog Talk Radio, that this is one of the avenues that we use to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to learn about the greatness of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad by listening to his words. And with that, I will leave you with the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is an audio that we have titled, Your First and Last Teacher.
That's a man from the devil. Because the devil is the only man that hides the truth. So when you say that you are afraid to tell the truth, then you are on the side of the devil, or a follower of the devil, or a devil yourself.
That's right. That's right.
I hope you don't think hard. Now, there is much that we have to get over in a short time. I don't want to worry your patient here all this afternoon. Of course, it's very warm, and I am one that is suffering the same heat you are suffering. But it is your life at stake.
Yes, sir.
We have 20 million people in America today that if the truth is not told to them, everyone will die like flies. Suppose only war be declared tomorrow morning. Where is any a shelter for you? Where is any refuge for you?
Good question.
I say, my friend, summing up the truth. If war would start tomorrow, holy war, and you and I are wise enough to see the preparation that is now being made, it is not made to fight a certain area or government of people. It is not said to go against a certain country. It is to fight the whole entire human family of the planet Earth. That's the kind of war that we are in today. It is a war that will affect every heart of every human being and child on our planet. The Holy One says that that day, even will be such day of trouble, such grief upon the people, that even it will cause even children to turn gray hair.
That's right.
Your Bible says there would be such a time of trouble.
Yes.
Never was the light before, nor will there be the light anymore after that time.
That's right. That's right.
You're entering in that time today. Who are going to aware you of these things? Who are you looking to aware you of the trouble that is now coming upon the world? Are you waiting to have your to teach you this? Did he teach you anything about God and about the religion of your father for 300 years? He whipped you away from the Bible. He sent you to enter the church, right? You don't have to tell right away. You was not allowed in the white man's church for over 300 years. Now today, he has opened his door to you. He has tessellated his Bible. He has revised it and revised it and revised it. In and out. And now, Bible in your home is not to no chain. No chain and lock on it. It's open to you, right? And you don't understand it, and he know you don't understand it. You were in his church. He segregated your church for you, right? He segregated your cemetery, right? He segregated everything. He segregated his house for you, didn't he? All right, what is all of this integration about now today? A fool. Wake up and get wise. If I kick you out of my house all the week and daring you to come in my house and want to allow you to drink out of my dipper, I won't allow you to read my book. All right, all of a sudden, here's the book. Here's the dipper. Here's the door. Come in. Come in.
That's right.
If I'm wise, I wouldn't get afraid. I think now you have a trick up your sleeve. Millions of ignorant black people called Negroes. You're not Negroes. There's no such thing as a race of Negroes. And any one teach you that you should be called Negro, you are then a fool for saying that you're a Negro. You should oppose that name by anyone who calls you that. From this day on, tell the world that you are not a Negro. You're a member of the Asiatic nation and from the tribe of Shaban. Hey, Ken, if you would have me to tell the truth to you, you are not Johnny Jones. You are not Sammy Brown. You're not James Carlton. That's just not your name. That's the name of your slave master. And as long as you are called by that name and you answer to it, you belongs to them. By no means will they ever teach you to get out of that name. By no means. And that they know. I'm telling you the truth.
Yes.
Because that name of theirs will take you to hell. Yes, they know. Johnny Jones, Sammy Brown is not the names of Almighty God. You have to have a name of God to see the hereafter.
Yes,
you say to yours, yes, Muhammad, as you call it, Muhammad, that's the name of God. That's one of God's names. It means praise. And one worthy of praise. And one that is praised and praised much. That's what it means in English. Now, you say you don't want to be called Muhammad.
That's right.
You are foolish. You would rather be called Mr. Woodstock, or Mr. Wood, or Mr. Tree, Mr. Roundtree, or Mr. Home, or Mr. Thickpin, or Mr. Fish, or Mr. Bird. You are no bird. You are no fish. Why you want to be called by any such name? Mr. Sawyer. Yeah. How you become a Sawyer?
Yeah.
Probably you never have saw.
Yeah.
Mr. Ash.
Yeah.
Brother, let me tell you one thing. Get out of such name.
Right.
The same God Almighty has said to me that he has a name for every one of you. These names will live forever.
Yes.
Your Bible teaches you that the name of God will live forever.
That's right.
And the Bible teaches you that God will come, right?
Yes.
And he will call you after his own name.
That's right.
Oh, praises his name to Allah.
Yes.
But he can't call you by these names and say they're his name.
That's right.
You said name mean nothing. Brother, stick around. Just stick around. Your Bible is very true if you understand it.
Yeah.
It teaches you that all that had the name of the beast went down with the beast.
Yeah.
All that had the name of the father of the lamb was seen on another shore.
Yeah.
Singing the song of victory.
Yeah.
All praises to God. You must be awake.
Right.
Someone must awaken you.
Right.
It is not the fault of the white man that you are not waking up today. I'm not charging them with the fault of you not hearing the truth or believing the truth.
Yeah.
Because the truth is now being sounded in your ear. They are not trying to prevent me from coming here to teach you the truth.
Yeah.
That goes well with them in God, if you but know it. They are doing a favor for themselves to even allow the truth to come to you. You won't be able to tell them when the final day comes that if it had not have been for you, Mr. White Man, I would have heard the truth. He will tell you, nigger, you are lying. I'm afraid to go out there and listen to that Mohammed. Why should you be afraid? If I am here with the truth, why should you be afraid of the truth? Is it due to you just actually by nature don't like the truth? No, you are not like that. You made like my father. You love the truth. But you are afraid of the white man. Hearing he don't like it. And since he don't like it, you will begin like you don't like it. And suffer the evil consequences of rejection. He's not preventing you from taking it. The white man is doing a great favor for you in a way of speaking. I don't fault them for your ignoring the truth. I fault you. You say, well, didn't they prosecute you? Why, exactly they did. But they had it to do. They couldn't help it. And I told them they couldn't help. And I... Since they could not help but prosecute me, I cannot help but keep telling the truth.
Tell it, dear Apostle.
You are a great people. You are not what you have been taught that you are. You are a great people. You are members of a great nation. A nation have no birth record. and there have no such thing as an end.
Yes, sir.
There is no prophesying, no Bible, by no prophet or in the Holy Quran that there will come an end to the black nation. No prophesying. If you find it, bring it to me and prove it. I'm ready to get down and stop teaching Islam. There's no such thing as an end coming to the black man. He has been here ever since we had a new life, and we have history according to the word of God date back to 72 trillion years. 72 trillion years. That same sun that you see shining out there today has been shining. And we have also a history of the stars which took place in our flag and universe some 60 trillion years, pardon me, some 66 trillion years ago. And we also have a knowledge of the deportation of our planet and the moon, which took place 66 trillion years ago by one of our own scientists, which taken higher explosion as they are trying to find that same explosion today to destroy the planet. He taken higher explosion, drill a tube into moon, which was called moon, and a lot of ancient people today refer to it as moon. It is moon. And he filled that tube full of our explosion, set it off, and it split our planet in two. That part that you see there tonight that we call moon, it was a blast away from the original orbit, our pocket that we were in, some 12,000 miles, and it turned all over, dropped all the water of that part on this part. That's why this part today, its surface is three-fourths covered underwater, because we had that, have that water that once was on the moon.
That's right.
On that part.
Yes, sir.
I don't think that this is a good thing to be teaching to you, but I want to get to your history.
Yes,
and
sir.
My history.
Thank you, sir.
Now, a black scientist did that 66 trillion years ago. He was smart enough to try to destroy us by drilling a tooth into our Earth, as we call it today, surface, about 4,000 better miles. He split the planet, and this part dropped 36,000 miles from the original pocket, started rotating, or rather found the pocket, and it started rotating, and we are the lucky people who were on this part that we didn't get destroyed with those who are what on the moon. The moon is part of our Earth. The astronomers today, they have learned that, and they believe it. And God Almighty has revealed the secret of this to me. And not only the secret of the moon and the earth, but to me, but have also given to me the secret knowledge of more planets other than the earth, even to Mars, the civilization on it, and they have the language of the people on Mars, and they can speak to these people, they can question them, they can make them react to our wishes, but they cannot make us react to their will. They are a people that is not exactly like us, but they walk on 2 feet like you and I. But they are taller than we are, and they are more skinnier than we are, and they live 1,200 of our Earth years. The white race has been suspecting that there was life on Mars. Not only on Mars, but there's life on Venus, there's life on many of the other planets. Some 7 planets of our solar system have life on it. And it is known but it is not known to the white world because they are a very young people who were just brought about for the last 6,000 years, and their science, knowledge of astronomy just came about here less than 500 years ago. And the old original astronomy among our people, who today keeps his mouth shut in order that he may not enrich the present world with such knowledge, they have kept it as a secret. But today, as it is written, the secret of God and of the universe must be made known. Because this is the last day of this world. And my beloved brothers and sisters, you are the original people of the earth, and you have no right to be longing for social equality or integration into the white race, because you don't belong in their blood and they don't belong in your blood.
That's right.
I want you to know that.
Yes, sir.
You'll be so foolish today that would like to destroy your blood and their blood by intermixing.
Yes.
I don't think that you have two cents worth enough.
That's right.
Especially when you are the first and the last. The first means that you will be before this world and you will be after this world.
Yes.
The last means that after this world. Why should you destroy yourself? Why should they offer you such opportunity today when you were lynched yesterday for even looking towards them like you wanted to marry one of their daughters?
That's right.
Why do they want you to marry their daughters today?
Yes.
Why do they want your son or your daughter to marry their son? There are not any intelligent white people that actually want this thing to happen, though they are permitting it to happen. But the lower class of both white and black loves this kind of filth. It is nothing but pure filth. And you, since you are a slave here for 400 years now, 300 years, your back was lashed by the white slave master, and you worked for him for nothing, and was not given any freedom whatsoever. And when they said you was free about 98 years ago, they have not given to you nothing to start with. Therefore, you were handicapped to leave them because you had nothing to go upon. So you fell right back into their power as a free slave. That you have become a...
They're having a little trouble with their hearing on the outside, so they want to rig me up here. I'm talking about chains of slavery. Look like the secretary you want to chain me.
So, you who have suffered the lash in your father, my father, for 300 years, has been subjected to the lynch's rope and the limb.
Yes, sir.
And his father, that he cooked your flesh, he fried your flesh in the fire for even looking at his girl. His girl didn't have to tell the truth, just said that you were looking at her. You wanted to say something. That meant your life, right? What kind of fools are you now today want to marry a people who have enslaved you and have deprived you of freedom, justice, and equality, and have linked and killed you, sons and daughters, for even acting like you wanted your sweetheart with them? What kind of people are you? Are you crazy? You are crazy. equal a person with white people of America? No. That won't make you that equal. They're not going to give you the privilege of being the president of America. That's equality right there. If you have the equal chance of becoming the president of the country, that's different. But you are not going to get that. Are they going to divide that 50 states that they have equally with you?
No.
But why do you want to destroy yourself with them? Is it just only a good laugh from them and a pat on the shoulder? Is it only false promise that you want? When heaven goes now, it's one wide open for you now to walk in your own heaven with your own people and with equal justice. Equality with them, and you mean to tell me that you will take a false promise? Well, here is a true promise made to you by Allah, that He will give to you wealth and plenty wealth. He will give to you the treasures of the earth. He will give to you friendship of the people of the earth. He will prolong your life.
Yes, sir.
What more do you want? You have already been deceived by your slave master.
Right.
Now today, just because he said that you can vote for him, that means that you're in heaven? Does that mean that just because he said you can marry the girls and boys that he don't care that you marry? Does that mean that you become his equal? Yes, you say not. Because he has always taken your women. For 400 years, he has punished you like a leopard. There was no equality in those days, was there? What do you want to do today? Make a fool of yourself. Walking around, a black man wants a white woman. White woman wants a black man. But I don't think the white one is a fool. They're not foolish. They're wise. They see you have an opportunity to sit here. They know they don't have one.
Talk to them.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Again, I was the most honorable Elijah Muhammad in the audio that we have entitled First and Last Teacher. If you would like to know more regarding this audio, which was very timely and was done, I'm sure, over 50 years ago, but sounds as if he's talking about right now at this very moment what we're seeing in the news. That is the greatness of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that bears witness that he did indeed meet with God, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. Again, for more information regarding this audio or any audios on this show, you can contact Crow at CROE.org, 773-925-1600. I leave you with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.